just first get you to introduce yourself. Give me your full name, date of birth. I'll hold it, don't worry. Full name, date of birth, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm Frederick Charles Landry Tungan.
And you were born?
Born in the 29th of the 1st, 32.
And where were you born?
Newlyn, down the backside. We called it the backside then. That's St. Peter's Square, which is the car park now.
And your family, where did they come from? Your father, for example, first of all.
Father, he's a Newlyn man. Yeah. Newlyn, what we call Newlyn Bucket, a Newlyn man. They're all Newlyn men, it's a big family. He's in the family of six, father was. Four boys and two girls. And his father was called John Henry, or Jan Henry. He's done a lot of pendants. He's done a lot of pendants for Standard Forbes. He was in the wedding breakfast, and he did a lot of pendants, which are up in the big places here, up London, so I've been informed.
And your mother, you said, where did she came from?
She came from Sheffield. Yeah. Up there. She was born up there in a family of six of her. Four girls and two boys.
She Do you remember all the names of the family?
Well, I'm sure now. Charles, one was called Charles and one was called Arthur, the boys. And mother was Cressida. Sister was Betty, Emma. And Betty, Emma and Irene. There were four sisters.
And the surname of her pre-marriage?
She was a Wearn.
Mm-hmm. What was her father's occupation?
He was a quarryman. I can't remember him. He died pretty young. He was very small. I remember he was at the quarry. He used to work at the quarry. And I think Granny, she was a slim before married. I think she died. I think she was about 90 when she died, I think. Granny Slimman. Granny Tungan, that's my other granny. My father's father's mother, she was pretty old too. She died pretty old. But they were a fishing family, my father was. All the brothers were fishing as well. There's four brothers, and they're all fishing, all doing the sea, like, you know. And grandfather was a fisherman too. He used to have a boat years ago called the Lizzie Tungan. Which is all smashed up now, but that's where he lives the boat.
What was their religious... Did they have any religious beliefs?
They were a great Methodist. Because in them days, I remember going down as a young lad. We used to go on promenade on a night, Sunday night, and the chapel down there was full then, in them days. I'm going back now, 60, 65, 70 years ago now. It's all full up. And they've done the courting, more or less, in the chapel, in them days, you know. But nowadays it's gone very quiet, as you know. You know, I think grandmother, she's from Lalant. Granny was. I don't know how they come to meet. I don't know whether it's a chapel service. I don't know. But they were religious people. They were good people, really. You know, just grandfather used to say a few words up the chapel sometimes. You know, he was that sort of man. You know, and sing a bit sometimes. But he was known as Standard Forbes. There's too many pennies for him, Standard Forbes. Another one was the lighthouse coming in Newlyn Harbour. Scullion, I don't know if I've seen it at all.
And wasn't there a picture of your mother as well?
Yes, a picture of her there. Yeah.
Do you remember that being painted?
No, I don't think so. No, she was only 14 then.
All right.
Okay. She's 14 years old when she's painted. And I think who painted her? Stanley Pope painted her. One of the other artists painted her. I forgot his name now. I remember she said she painted in, I believe she said she got half a crown or something at the time. Up in the studio, she had a studio in Newlyn there, up the Davo Lane there. But she was in town back along there, she had a photograph taken in town with her photograph up in front of her, you know, and as she is now, like, you know. So I was in the consummate there once, I don't know if the photograph's too, is there now somewhere, I got it.
So, in terms of the Cornish language, then, can you...
I never... I can't remember ever. Not in my words.
Because she obviously, from what I've heard from great-grandchildren...
news to me, anyway.
Yeah, that she had a good knowledge. I mean, she must have got that from her parents.
Well, she might have had a knowledge, but not to my knowledge, you know.
Yep. Hello. Right. Yeah.
And this way it was all this and all, like, I mean, as far as I'm, I don't know, of course, myself. I'm just yes and no and all that. You know, the old-fashioned way, like, you know.
Hang on, I'll just stop that for a sec. One of the things that I've been told by people, they remember in the 1940s, down on the harbour wall at New Lynn, some of the fishermen would actually speak Cornish, or some were Cornish, or use some words of Cornish.
Well, I won that age, Lindsay. I won a more nature role, Lindsay. So I wouldn't know that, no, I wouldn't know it. Not to my, I don't know. Not to my knowledge.
Do you ever go down there? Down to the harbour and...
Well, yeah, but we was on the beach, going around boats, but yes, going around the harbour. That was our playground in them days. You know, I used to swim in the harbour and the old quay, and yeah. I mean, that's where my brother's gone to. That's where his ashes is down there. He's another one. He died a few years ago now, but his ashes are down the old quay, like, you know, because that's their playground, and my other brother's going down the old quay as well, because that's their playground.
I'm trying to call me while I'm...
Herself or
mother,
yeah, what sort of things was she interested in? Or?
Well, of course, you had a big family, like, and she no, I don't know, not really. She's interested in the family, like, yeah. We had six of us all together, four boys and two girls, you know, because yeah. They're gone now. The two girls are gone, and one of the boys are gone, and we three boys are still living, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It's myself, and there's Tyree, and then there's Godfrey.
Yes, okay.
Godfrey's he's 70. He's the baby of the family.
Yeah, okay.
We come to Guava's living lots of years. We was down the old, the back's what we call, then there was old place, and
yeah.
they were condemned in them days, you know. But when we come to Guava's to live, it was a luxury.
Yeah.
Lights and a bathroom and three bedrooms. Down the backside, we had one bedroom, bringing up a family. So then in them days, you know, what they had, nothing to do with it. No washing machines and all that.
No, of course
not. Like that. I don't know if we had a cooker and all come to that. We had a Primus down there. I remember Primus years ago. But they managed all right, lived all right, happy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we know, like, really, in them days, you know.
Yeah. Like, did she ever use any sort of like dialect words as opposed to language? Or?
Not to my knowledge. I can't remember. No, like that, no. I don't know where they got that from, but I can't remember. Not the...
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless they got it on
land. Because both the great-grandson and a great-granddaughter are aware of this.
Oh, I don't know. Not longer in the I can't remember.
Okay. So you're asking about the name Landry.
Yeah.
Well, my father was working a boat in New Lindy, and his brothers were working a boat for a certain person. Yeah. And then he said, you're doing so well. He was working a Cornishman. A boat called a Cornishman. And he said, you're doing so well. He said, I'm having one built. He was a Frenchman. And he was called Mr. Landry, okay. L-A-N-D-R-A-Y. So when I was born at the time, 1932, my father said, look, that's a good name, call him Mr. Landry. I called him myself Landry, because he got no children of his own, and you never know, you know, it might be, but I've got nothing out of it at all, but, and they call me Frederick Charles Landry. So I called Landry, that's where I come from. He was called Mr. Landry, he was. And my grandfather, they had a boat built like forefather, called it the Vessa. But he didn't work, so I don't know what happened. And then there's someone turned up. Somebody, he won't go weekends or something. Father and they won't go weekends because they were that way inclined. So I think the boat eventually went over to Mr. Stevenson, which is a big company in Newlyn, you know. I think he took over the Vessa, like, and started to work the Vessa, or the men did, like, you know. Well, that's my name, Landry. I'm mostly called Friday if I go to hospital, and they call me Fred for short. But no, locally, I'm called as Landry.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to tell you about that.
When you were growing up, did you ever know any sort of like Bretons or French coming over to Newlyn area?
I know one or two, like. I know some Brackeyese over in the war. Mm. I lost track of them now, like, but there's Belgians and Frenchmen over in the war. I know one or two Frenchmen, yeah. Johnny the Frenchman, he worked with sailwind and all, you know, fishing wind. He was called Johnny the Frenchman. There was Jimmy the Frenchman. Because none of his Portuguese down there as well, there's different names, you know. They're all over living. They're all dead now there. A bit older than what I was, like, you know. I'm still hanging on.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, sorry. Yeah. I can't